Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
DVC Voice. Well, hello, everyone. This is the DVC Newscast. I am Shannon, and I forgot to ask what episode this is. I think we're episode 14.
This is episode 14, Shannon. That's right.
Yeah, there we go. And there is my co-host, Pete. How you doing?
I'm doing good, even though I'm 2 weeks out of a trip, so it's always a little sad when you've returned from Disney.
Tragical Express.
I also had to cancel my December trip, which like a week ago. So a little bummed.
That sucks.
But otherwise, I'm doing okay.
And then we also have Jake back with us today.
Hey, everyone. Happy to be here and super excited to be back home in just under 1 month.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I am.
Me too. I arrive on the 28th. Now, we're not going to do a trip report here because this is a news show, but you did do a trip report on the community hall on Sunday, correct?
Yeah, I did. I talked a little bit about if anyone's interested in seeing how to handle the experience right now and some recommendations. A couple of us were on there talking about recent trips. We don't want to get into that.
Yeah, we don't want to get into that. But go ahead. If you're interested in learning about Pete's recent trip and Alicia's as well, go to the My DVC Points YouTube channel. And I believe that was November 1st. So it would be the episode for November 1st, 2020. And you can listen to or watch that community hall. Then join us every Sunday night at 9 p.m. and you can join in the fun and join in the conversation as well.
I'll give you one quick preview. Alicia and I did not have the same attitude towards the standby lines. Let's say that.
Okay. Okay. Well, now spoiler alert. Okay. So now I have to look something to look forward to when I watch. Before we get into today's news, let's just talk about our sponsor for today's episode, and that is DVC Resale Market. If you are in the market to either sell or buy a contract, definitely call our friends at DVC Resale Market. They will get you everything you need to know. They also have a ton of information. I think it's like DVC Resale 101 on their website. So if you're just interested in learning more about resale, go to their website, lots of information, and they will definitely help you find the contract that you want. So with that kind of leads into our first story, and that is the holiday incentives for Disney Vacation Club. And Pete, this one's got your name on it, so I'm going to let you take over.
Okay. Sure. The current incentives expired on November 4th. So Disney, of course, released new incentives, and it's always interesting to see whether the discounts are going to go up or if the discounts are going to go down. And in this case, it was a little bit of a combination of both. So Riviera is actually, the prices at Riviera are going to be slightly higher right now. For a new member, if you are looking for a contract between 150 and 199 points, you get $5 off per point. From 200 to 299, it's 15. And at 300 or greater, it's $20. And that's a little less than it was just this last time. Actually, the one before that back in August and September was even greater. So I don't know if this means that sales are ramping up on Riviera, so they don't feel like they have to give as much of a discount. It's interesting to see. For existing members, there's kind of a similar, it's actually a little better for existing members at Riviera. Less than 125 is $3 a point. 125 to 150, $7 a point. 150 to 200, $15 a point. 200 to 300, $20 a point. It steps up from there. If you go up to 1,000 points, you can get $30 off a point. Woohoo! Those are going to extend through February 5th. So that's from now until February 5th. So that's about 3 months they're going to be doing that. And the interesting thing is they actually increased the discount at Aulani and Copper Creek. New members, 150 to 200 points, get $10 off per point versus the five at Riviera, and $20 off per point from 200 to 300. That's 20 instead of 15 at Riviera, and 300 plus points, you get $30 off per point. Now, one thing to remember is that the base price for Copper Creek is actually 220, not 195 like Aulani and Riviera. So Copper Creek is still more expensive, even with a greater discount. So Aulani is the cheapest. Similarly, the discount for Existing members starts at $10 per point at 100, goes up to 15 per point at 125, up to $20 at 150, $25 at 200. So the deepest discount is Alani. Riviera's percent discount is smaller, but it still ends up being slightly more than Copper Creek because Copper Creek's base price is $25 higher.
Right.
It's always interesting to see this because, first of all, I'm still surprised they're having any discount at all at Copper Creek. It's pretty much sold out. So I'm always surprised to see that they're still...
I think because they raised it so much. Putting that one out there.
Yeah, I think that's why. One thing I should mention on top of that is there are some discounts at the older resorts.
That's what's going to be my question.
But it's typically like $2 to $5 price range for a reasonable number of points. It's not very much, but there is a little bit of a discount. So if you're going to go out there and buy new, make sure you ask about it. It's not enough for me to go over the list.
Right.
What do you think, Jake? Would you go for direct points or would you still stick with resale?
If the minimum was maybe 75 to 100, I actually was personally thinking about jumping and getting a blue card. But now with the increase to 125 and these incentives, which are not the best, it's a couple dollars, maybe the most you'll save is $30 a point. And that's if you get a big contract that's 300 points plus. I'd probably still stick with the resale market because with still no Moonlight Magics and no APs are being sold, and I'm a Florida resident, so it doesn't matter. It's just not enough to fork over the extra cash for those contracts. So right now, I'd probably stick to resale.
Yeah, what'd you say? You just saw an 80-point poly contract for 140.
So I actually am in ROFA right now for a Polynesian 80-point contract at 143. So it's on the line whether it's going to get ROFA'd or not. But let's say it goes through. In a perfect world, it goes through. I'm saving a lot of money off a direct contract, which would be... maybe, I don't know, 80-point contract, $8,000 to $10,000 more.
Yeah,
I don't think a Moonlight.
Poly Direct is $245 right now, so you're looking at $100 per point, so that's $8,000 you saved.
Yeah, $8,000. I'm not sure if those Moonlight Magics and those free sodas over at the Epcot Lounge are going to offset that $10,000. So unless they pivot their business and lower the minimum, which I doubt they will, Direct will not be an option for me unless they bust out a resort that's just... all me, which I don't see them doing anything new after the DVC Tower. So it's going to be a tough sell.
I think you're not going to see a new resort for a few years now.
I agree.
And I'm a Florida resident, so DVC Tower will likely not be, I'm not a candidate for that. So it could be a while.
Oh, I am.
Oh, I am too. Just a small contract, not 125 points, but.
Nope.
But maybe a 50 or 75 pointer for me.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I've already shared my thoughts on, I am a direct owner. I did get in before the changes of the requirements as far as the minimum requirement. I got in at 25 points. For me, if I were going to buy direct, I wouldn't buy any of these three. I would buy Old Key West Extended because it's those extended contracts are hard to come by. Old Key West is a great value and there's really not that good of incentives on it right now. And I'm not in the market anyway to buy a new contract anyway.
I was actually looking at Old Key West as a potential when I was looking at direct sales a few weeks ago. And it's right now with the discount at 162 a point.
Right.
So it's still it's a great savings on Copper Creek and Alani. And the value is still there. It's just for the same price, 162 on the resale market, you can probably get a poly contract or even actually you could probably get a Copper Creek contract depending on how many points it is for 162 and probably a lot more points. For your money.
Yeah, but you're not. Yeah. They're not going to go as far as Old Key West. Old Key West gets you really far, and those rooms are big. I think Old Key West probably tied with Boardwalk, but Old Key West might be our favorite resort. But again, we're Floridians. We bring our car, so that makes a big difference. But we don't want to get too much on where our favorite resorts are because that's not what we're talking about. But let's get into our next story, and this one is all me, and that is that Disney Cruise Line cancels remaining 2020 sailings. There was some hope that I think the first cruise was scheduled for December 14th. There was a no sail order as of October 31st. The CDC did lift that. I think on the 30th, they did announce that they would not be extending it, but it is going to take some time to get up and running. The CDC did come out with a plan to action for all the cruise lines of what they need to do. They need to do test sailings with volunteers. By the way, volunteers have to be 18 and over, and you basically have to sign your life away. I did look into it, and it's probably going to be cruise line employees, family, friends, and they will probably will reach out to maybe some travel agents, some influencers, and then maybe even the public. I mean, Royal Caribbean has a lot of ships that they will have to do test cruises for. I think some of the cruise lines are researching how to get those volunteers, but just kind of keep that in mind.
I bet they could go for some of their frequent travelers too.
I think that's what they're going to do as well.
Yeah, it would probably be a good offer. I mean, they have to do it anyways, so offer it to your frequent travelers.
And it's going to be, you know, people within a driving distance of the port. I know Carnival has aimed for Port of Miami and Port Canaveral to get started. Just so you know, when the cruise industry does go back up and running, it's going to be January. And I live in South Florida. We used to be avid cruisers before my son was born. We're kind of now he's back in the age and we love cruising. And little did we know that we went on one of the last cruises. We got back on February 29th and cruises stopped, I think, on March 12th was when it was announced that they were going to be stopped sailing. So we feel blessed that we got in a cruise in 2020. We think back, because it was such a wonderful cruise, how blessed we were to have gone. If you're booked in January or even February, it still could be canceled because there's going to be this trickle effect. Disney has, I think Disney Cruise Line has the best opportunity to get up and running fast because they only have 4 ships. When you're looking at Carnival and Royal Caribbean that have these huge wide fleets, it's going to be a while. And then also the CDC has said no cruises over 7 days. Well, most of Disney cruises are 7 days or less. They do a lot of 3 and 4 day. Out of Miami, it's 4 and 5 days. But some of the other lines, that's going to be an issue. And I don't even think they know what they're going to be doing. But there's no more sailings for 2020. Hopefully, this means that they can do those test sailings during December. If you are looking to cruise, I would start to book now because now that we know cruising is going to resume, once it gets started, I think Disney Cruise Line specifically is going to get booked up very, very fast. I'm excited. I think this is just, we're headed in the right direction. We're headed in the right direction and headed back to the new normal, whatever that's going to end up look like, which we don't know what it's going to look like.
And I'm going to top you, Shannon. I was actually on the March 7th cruise on the Magic out of Miami. So I really, awesome. I was the second to last sailing before they shut everything down. So, and I totally agree with you that it's going to take a while. But the best thing for Disney here is that they do have a small fleet. And I would not expect these exotic itineraries to come back right away, like the Mexican Riviera cruises, the San Diego Baja cruises. I think we're going to see a lot of just Port Canaveral, a lot of Miami. Maybe we'll get Galveston right away, maybe not. But I wouldn't expect going to all these places. Probably I wouldn't be surprised if we saw cruises going to just Castaway Key and back.
Right.
And simply just spending some sea days, which I don't know about you guys. I'm totally okay with just staying at sea.
We never get off the ship.
Time.
The only time we get off the ship is Castaway Key. We didn't put this in the notes, but something that came up on Tuesday, Election Day, the city of Key West voted to not allow cruise ships with more than 1,300 passengers in their port. This is going to affect Disney Cruise Line because the Magic, when it sails out of Miami, does a lot of stops at Key West. When we were on the Magic in February, one of our stops was Key West. As of right now, we don't know. I imagine there's probably going to be lawsuits because there's a lot of businesses that depend on that cruise traffic. But right now, the city of Key West has voted to only allow ships that have less than 1,300 passengers. That doesn't even include the Magic or the Wonder, which are the smaller ships. I think there's going to be a lot of itineraries changing maybe in the near future for Disney Cruise Line and other cruise lines as well that do have those Key West stops. We'll move on to the next story. Some of you might know there was somewhat of a Disney dining reservations glitch on Tuesday. And I kind of got caught up in it too, because I started seeing on Facebook, everybody posting, oh, there's all the reservations. Disney must have opened more capacity in their restaurants because all the reservations were basically available. So I got online and I tried to make a reservation and couldn't. Every time I would select the time, I kept getting the error. And then I went on the computer and then I got the Lady and the Tramp, sorry for the pause, notification. And I just was like, well, okay. And I was just trying to change some times. I pretty much had the reservations I want, just wanted to get times that were better suited. Well, it turns out it was a glitch. And I think at first they were going to try and honor those reservations, but because of social distancing, because of capacity limits, I think Disney realized that they just can't do it. I know there was some people at Beaches and Cream on Tuesday night that made reservations because of the glitch. Beaches and Cream was really backlogged because they had just way too many. They were overbooked, essentially. So now they have decided to cancel all the reservations that were made during the glitch. And anybody that was canceled will receive a $25 gift card. I believe someone from guest services will be reaching out to those individuals. But if you did make a reservation on Tuesday during this glitch, I think it was in the morning, be aware, check your MDE because you may lose that reservation. And what we're hearing, we don't know for sure, but what we're hearing is that if you modified a reservation, those would be canceled too. So I know there was somebody in
that really stinks.
Yes, there was someone, Disney Vacation Club group that I'm in, said that she had modified all but one of a week's vacation. So basically almost every reservation, and they hadn't been canceled yet, but the cast member that she spoke to said that all of them are going to be canceled and that there was nothing they could do about it. Because it's the only way they can do it. And it's just horrible. I understand Disney's side of it because they can't overbook. I mean, this is the time. Maybe during normal times they could overbook and make it, you know, figure it out. But this is a time where they really can't overbook because of social distancing.
What they should do is reset to like the start. Whenever it started, they should. And I'm sure that's probably too difficult for Disney to do.
I think that's too difficult to do.
But that's what they should do, is they should
try
reset.
Because
if you had modified a reservation, you reset it back to the original reservation, at least for those people. Because that would really suck to have gone in there, moved your reservation by 2 hours, and now you don't have it.
Right. And especially like if you made it for the whole week, and there was this one person, she had an 11-person reservation for Thanksgiving. She's not going to find another reservation for for 11 people. So... Yeah. You know, it's just an unfortunate situation. I think if anything, we need to get Disney to have a better IT system. I think this is something that shouldn't happen with a company that size. I do understand their point of canceling the reservations because, again, they can't overbook, but this shouldn't happen to begin with.
I do know something that I'm not sure everybody knows about this, but they changed their backend software that day.
So that's why it happened. That makes sense. I figured it was something like that. I am not technical at all, but
I'm not either, but I know people that are. Okay.
And perfect timing in the middle of a pandemic when you can't accommodate those people. Normally, I think they would, like you said, they would be able to accommodate them, maybe count on cancellations a little more, take those into account, with social distance, you can't.
Right. If you did make reservations on Tuesday, November 3rd, check your MDE.
One thing they are doing right now that I noticed while I was there 2 weeks ago is they seem to be retaining more unbooked reservations, because pretty much every sit-down restaurant in the parks had a wait time on the My Disney Experience app. And the wait times were not short, you know, it's typically like 40 minutes, 50 minutes, but they clearly had some number of tables that they were holding. So they were limiting reservations to a degree. So if you don't have a reservation, when you're not too big a party, I would say go to the restaurant and see what the wait time might be to get in.
I don't know what it was like. We went in July where it was a lot emptier, but we found it was the opposite of when it was normal times, where it was harder to find a reservation at the restaurants at the resorts, whereas the parks, it was easier to find a reservation. And I think that's because of the lack of park hopping, because people would just park hop for dinner and you can't do that. So a lot of people are eating at their resorts or different resorts. And then the resorts also don't have every table service open. Pretty much it's just one table service.
I think that's still true. I know we ended up, our last day, we switched from Hollywood Studios to Epcot. And So we had a reservation in Hollywood Studios that we canceled. And then we were like, oh, let's see what's available for dinner in Epcot. And not every place was available, but several of them were. We ended up eating at Hacienda de San Angel, which was fantastic, by the way. We were able to book that like 2 days in advance. So yeah, I think there's more reservations in the park available than outside.
So bring back park hopping, Disney. Bring back park
hopping.
And if you're a big party and you have maybe have a two-bedroom, three-bedroom villa, even a one-bedroom with a full table, a lot of these restaurants are doing to-go, like The Wave or Sanaa. So let's say you can get into Sanaa or The Wave, or I think even Olivia's over at Old Key West is doing that. You could just get to-go, eat it in your room. It's probably a lot safer anyways.
Actually,
it's probably not a bad backup.
That's a really good idea because we do have a one-bedroom for our trip in November, December. So that might be something we do. So thanks for reminding me about that. We have one more news story. It's a little short one, but I will let Jake take this one.
All right. So if you've been at Disney World the last 5 days, you may have noticed that the resort boats are back on Seven Seas Lagoon. And that's because Disney's Polynesian Village Resort has resumed boat launch service due to the monorail being down, due to the full Moana overlay that's going on in the Great Ceremonial House. So if you are at the Poly for the foreseeable future, we're not too sure how long it's going to last. Could be into the spring, could be when they're completely done in the summer, we don't know. You can now take a boat to Magic Kingdom and back. Those are the only boats that are going, so they're not going to the Grand Floridian and they're not going to the Contemporary. And they have also added a bus route from the Polynesian to the Magic Kingdom, just in case you don't want to go on a boat. You'll have a second transportation option. I think this is something that needed to be done because a lot of people who stay on the monorail loop expect to have a second or third mode of transportation. It's unfortunate to only have one when you're spending that much money and that many points. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, you know, they kind of had to do this, give people the option to not take a bus to Magic Kingdom, at least a boat, not like the monorail, but it's something other than
I prefer the boat. I prefer the boat.
I do too.
I'll take the boat over the monorail any day.
When Jake said this one originally, I was like, yay, because we're staying at the Poly as part of our February trip. And I was not all that thrilled at the idea of having to walk over to the monorail and stand in line with the crowds for getting on the monorail for rope drop. The options were pretty thin. I mean, I assumed they were going to start running a bus, but, you know, taking a bus from the Poly seems, seems very anticlimactic for staying there. So that's pretty cool that the boat will be running. And the good thing is it's a pretty short boat ride. If they're not going to the Grand Floridian, you're looking at probably 10 minutes between boats.
Right.
So it'll be really nice for, even if there's a few people waiting in the morning, you should be able to get over there pretty quickly, even with limited seating on the boats. Those boats, assuming they're using the same boats, they don't hold a heck of a lot of people, but it still should be pretty good.
When we stayed at the Poly, we even preferred, when we came back, we would take the ferry back. If the ferry was there, we would take the ferry back to Poly. But having that boat launch, I think that's great. I think it's a great option. Obviously, people booked months in advance, not knowing that this refurb was going to be happening. And actually, since we're talking about that, one of the things I guess that came up that we forgot to share was that the Luna Park pool refurb has been extended. It was supposed to end, I think, October 30th, and it is still going on. They have said that they expect the slide to be up and running before the end of 2020. But it has been extended. So right now, the Luna Park pool is still open at the boardwalk, but the slide is not open yet.
I tried to duck in through the construction thing to see what they were doing, what they were replacing the creepy clown with, but they really had all wood frame around there. So,
well, if you guys remember my July trip, we stayed at Beach Club and Storm Along Bay was closed. So I'll let you guys know what resorts we're staying at next year to avoid them, because they tend to do a pool refurb or just close the pool or slide or whatever whenever we are booked. So this is very...
Well, you don't have the slide, but the pool is complete. I mean, I was there.
I have a 5 year old. 100%
open.
I have a 5 year old, and that's what keeps him busy on a pool. Now we go in December, and a lot of times it's cold. And we can't use the slide anyway. I mean, we can't use the pool anyway. So I'm disappointed, especially if we have great weather and there's no slide, but it's not the end of the world. It is what it is. Like, it's not going to ruin our vacation. But when I saw the news, I was like, are you kidding me? Just come on. You know, we do have the friendship boats are back. The friendship boats started back on Sunday. There's that positive note. Anything else to add, anybody?
No, I think we covered enough new stuff. We got a pretty good show here.
Yeah.
Jake's fitting in well. It's good to have you.
Great. Well, definitely, guys, if you are interested, please join our groups on My DVC Points Community on Facebook. We have a lot of information there. I've been working on some personal YouTube videos for Best and Worst Rooms, which I've talked about before. I've been using the community a lot to ask questions because there's some resorts I haven't stayed at. So it's hard to kind of say these are the best and worst rooms when I haven't stayed at a resort. The community is great. They're really great to ask questions. We were able to follow Pete on his recent trip, as well as Alicia. Make sure to join us on Sunday nights, the DVC Points Community Hall, as well as Chad's regular standing My DVC Points podcast. We've got the whole network. We've got just every single show. We're on YouTube, Facebook, and on podcasts everywhere. So with that, I will say see you real soon, everyone.
Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.